Hi, everyone, and welcome to The Atomic Retirement. I'm your host, Ryan Kilkenny, the founder of Atomic Planning, an independent, veteran-owned, fee-only financial planning firm bringing tax and retirement planning to families over age 50. Atomic Planning is a virtual financial planning practice in Kansas City, serving families from coast to coast, from California to North Carolina. Thank you for joining me, and welcome to The Atomic Retirement. Today, we're talking about proactive tax planning and how it may be able to rescue your retirement and defuse a retirement tax bomb. I'll be referring to a Kiplinger's article from David Lucas, and I'll be sure to put a link to the article in the show notes of this episode. There's a saying that I learned in the Marine Corps: amateurs talk tactics and professionals study logistics. When it comes to your retirement accounts, my guess is you probably have a pretty good idea of how much money you've set aside, especially if you are in or near retirement. Investors of all experience levels, professionals included, love to focus on tactics and strategy, more specifically, the type of investments they own and how those investments are performing over short periods of time. I get it. Investments can be fun to talk about. And don't get me wrong, we want our investments to do well, but when it comes to performance, we have very little, if any, control over how our investments perform. That's right. No matter how hard we try, we cannot consistently control or forecast the market. And get this, neither can Warren Buffett, one of the most successful investors of our time. Here's what Warren Buffett said about himself and his longtime business partner, Charlie Munger, just a few weeks ago at the 2022 Berkshire Hathaway Annual Shareholders Meeting. "We haven't the faintest idea what the stock market is going to do when it opens on Monday. We never have. I don't think we've ever made a decision we should buy or sell based on what the market is going to do, or for that matter, what the economy is going to do. We haven't ever timed anything. We've never figured out insights into the economy. You know, studies have shown more than 90% of our returns come from asset allocation, essentially what percentage of our investments we allocate to stocks, bonds, and cash. The type of stocks and bonds we own account for less than 10% of our overall return, or at least that's what the studies say. Most investors spend too much energy on tactics and strategy, focusing on the fun, shiny things that are not a productive use of time. On the other hand, professionals study logistics and realize that $1 inside a pre-tax retirement account, like a traditional IRA or a 401k, is not the same as $1 inside a Roth account. Withdrawals from pre-tax retirement accounts are taxed at ordinary income rates, so part of every dollar in that account belongs to the government. When you have a pre-tax retirement account, you have a partnership with the government. On the other hand, qualified withdrawals from a Roth account are tax-free because you already paid income taxes on your original contribution. Let's picture a 60-year-old with a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA valued at $1 million. We know the accounts are not equal in value because the IRA has a future tax bill and the Roth is tax-free. But let's assume both accounts have the same investment returns and average 6% a year until age 72. That would mean our 72-year-old has an IRA or a Roth IRA with just over $2 million. Question for you. Which IRA account balance has the larger tax bill? $1 million or $2 million? No, it's not a trick question. It's obvious. The $2 million account will have the larger tax bill. And as we can see, pre-tax retirement accounts can have growing retirement tax bills. Have you ever thought about how much money you might pay in taxes over the course of your retirement? As Lucas says in the article, heading into retirement without a solid tax plan in place could needlessly cost you tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Lucas says it's like heating and cooling your home with the windows wide open. Yeah, You can do it, but it's going to be expensive. What do I think? Well, based on the retirement and tax planning projections that I see in my own practice, I agree. And I believe conventional retirement saving wisdom and a lot of tax advice that I've heard has been a huge short-sighted disservice to many well-intentioned people. Folks that have spent their entire adult working life setting aside money in pre-tax retirement accounts because someone told them it will lower their tax bill today. Don't get me wrong, it might be true for this year, but the reality of the situation is many people have built up large sums of money that have never been taxed and may now be on a collision course with a retirement tax bomb, a scenario where they lose control over their tax situation because of the growth of their pre-tax retirement accounts and/or increasing required minimum distributions that begin at age 72. How about an example, assuming no growth on a pre-tax retirement account? Remember our 72-year-old with the $2 million in an IRA? The government will force them to pull a certain amount of money out of their IRA at age 72. But what if they reach age 80 or 85 or even 90 and still have $2 million inside their IRA? The government forces them to pull more money out of their accounts. That's right. RMDs increase as we get older because the distribution period, the age-specific number that's found in the IRS's uniform lifetime table, goes down each year that we age. I know a lot of people hate math, but we need to know this. As we divide our pre-tax retirement accounts by smaller numbers, we get bigger RMDs. For example, our 72-year-old would divide $2 million by 27.4 to find their RMD of $72,992. At 80, they divide their $2 million by 20.2 to find their RMD of $99,009. At 85, they divide $2 million by 16 to find their RMD of $125,000. And finally, at age 90, they would divide $2 million by 12.2 to find their RMD of $163,934. RMDs bumped our retiree a few rungs up the marginal income tax bracket scale. And as if that wasn't enough, throw in some pension and Social Security income and you have yourself a retirement tax bomb, forcing you to pay more tax on your Social Security benefits and for your health care through Medicare surcharges known as the Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, IRMA. More on the retirement tax bomb and how to defuse it in a bit. But first, we need to talk about tax preparation and tax planning. They are not the same. When you file your taxes yourself or with a tax professional, for the most part, you're recording what has already happened, and you're doing it in a new calendar year. This is tax preparation. Your eyes are in the rearview mirror, looking for deductions and credits to lower your current tax bill. You're probably not planning for ways to lower your total retirement tax bill. This is not an attempt to punch your tax professional below the belt. Most tax pros are incredibly busy, and they just don't have the time to commit to proactive tax planning, especially during tax filing season. For example, when is the last time your tax professional came to you with a proactive tax planning idea at the end of the year? If the answer is never, they're basically just doing tax preparation. Furthermore, many financial advisors can't do tax planning because their employers won't allow it. Before launching Atomic Planning, I worked at a Fortune 500 company that employs more than 19,000 brokers. Tax planning was off limits, and in my opinion, that's a huge disservice to the families they serve because just about every single recommendation an advisor could ever make has a taxable implication to it. For example, I couldn't even help a family make an informed decision and figure out if Roth conversions were right for their situation. And if so, I couldn't even give them an idea of the possible tax impact of the conversion. In my opinion, their financial planning software was lackluster, and it was basically just designed to drive asset growth, not improve financial outcomes. For me, it's hard to think about making financial decisions, or making any recommendation for that matter, without at least knowing the possible tax impact behind the decision. Do you think it would be a good idea to know the tax consequence of a financial decision before it takes place? If so, how often does your advisor look at your tax return? If the answer is never, they probably have a pretty poor understanding of your overall tax situation and the tax ramifications of their own recommendations. Tax planning is a proactive and forward-looking analysis of your financial situation to ensure that everything's working together and that you pay what you legally owe, but nothing more. And tax planning is scanning the horizon. It can be a great way to locate opportunities for massive tax savings. What are a few ways Lucas says that you might be able to defuse your retirement tax bomb? Number one, minimize tax on your Social Security benefits. He points out that many people aren't even aware that up to 85% of their Social Security benefit may be taxable. Social Security taxation is based on your combined income, which is a formula that is a little different than it sounds. Your combined income is your adjusted gross income plus non-taxable interest plus half of your Social Security benefit. I'll repeat that real quick. Your combined income is your adjusted gross income plus non-taxable interest plus half of your Social Security benefit. Using a 1040 for tax year 2021, your adjusted gross income is on line 11, and your non-taxable interest is on line 2A. You'd add these two together and half of your Social Security benefit, which you'd find on line 6A of your 1040. If you're already receiving your benefit, you'll notice that line 6B has your taxable Social Security amount listed on it right there. So you can just divide line 6B by 6A to determine how much of your Social Security benefit was subject to tax. It will never exceed 85%. So at minimum, 15% of your Social Security benefit is free from federal and state income tax. Now, if your filing status is single and your combined income is above $34,000, up to 85% of your Social Security benefit may be taxable. To pay no tax on your Social Security, your combined income would need to be less than $25,000. Now, if you file a joint return and your combined income is above $44,000, up to 85% of your Social Security benefit may be taxable. To pay no tax on your Social Security, your combined income would need to be less than $32,000. If you haven't done so yet, I'd encourage you to run an estimate of your Social Security retirement benefits. I'll put a link to that in the show notes of this episode. Number two, the second way to be able to defuse your retirement tax bomb, consider the benefits of a Roth conversion. Taxes are historically low, and a Roth conversion might lower your retirement tax bill. Also, income from a Roth does not affect your adjusted gross income, meaning you can pull as much money out of your Roth accounts as you want without it affecting taxation of your Social Security benefits or how much you pay for Medicare. And if it's a Roth IRA, you also won't get hit with required minimum distributions. Roth 401ks usually have RMDs. There are a few exceptions if you're still working for that employer, but an easy way to avoid those pesky RMDs and keep more money in your Roth account is to roll old Roth 401ks into a Roth IRA. Roth conversions completed before the end of 2025 will also benefit from the tax reductions of the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act. As it currently stands, those lower tax rates are going to sunset or expire in 2026, unless Congress decides otherwise. All that said, you need to be careful with Roth conversions because they do have taxable implications. You may need to increase your tax withholding at work, or you might need to make estimated tax payments to the IRS. Roth conversions can bump your marginal income tax bracket, and if you're 63 or older, you might have to pay more for your Medicare premiums, or IRMA, in 2 years. Roth conversions do not qualify for an IRMA reduction, so it's especially important to be mindful of those IRMA brackets when considering a conversion. It can make sense to pay some IRMA today because it lowers your projected retirement tax bill and saves you from paying a lot of IRMA down the road. But a Roth conversion is not a decision that should be made in a silo. It's important that it is done right, because getting it wrong can cause you unnecessary headaches and penalties and leave you paying more for your Medicare for an entire year. In fact, a Roth conversion is simply a tax planning idea in my practice until we include a family's trusted tax professional. It's something we look at each year, but it is never a recommendation until their tax professional and I have looked at it together to make sure that we're working as a team in the best interest of the family we're collectively serving. I may have info that the tax professional does not, or vice versa, but I find we usually do better work and deliver more value when we work as a team. The third way to defuse your retirement tax bomb: plan now for your surviving spouse. Few things are worse than losing a spouse, but paying more taxes because your spouse passed away is just an unnecessary insult to an emotional injury. When your spouse passes away, your tax filing status will eventually change to single. This can really catch people off guard, especially with RMDs, because those don't go away. For example, in 2022, a married couple filing a joint return with $83,000 in taxable income falls into the 12% marginal income tax bracket, but a single filer with the same taxable income falls into the 22% marginal income tax bracket, 10% higher. Proactive tax planning does not have the power to bring back your spouse, but it may prevent you from having to pay more in taxes upon either one of yours passing. Our fourth and final way to defuse the retirement tax bomb is to avoid tax risk with a plan. The tax bill will eventually come due on pre-tax retirement accounts, either in your own life or after you pass away. The best way to lower your retirement tax bill and that of your heirs is to have a good plan, whether you go it alone or you work with a professional. But a trusted professional may be able to see something that we just can't see on our own, and that's our blind spots, and may be able to help you achieve a better outcome. Regardless of the route that you decide is best for you, remember what Lucas says. It's not how much money you've saved that matters most. It's how much of that money you get to keep, use, and enjoy during a long retirement. To quickly recap, here are the four ways to defuse a retirement tax bomb. Number one, minimize tax on your Social Security benefits. Number two, consider the benefits of a Roth conversion. Number three, plan now for your surviving spouse. Number four, avoid tax risk with a plan. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Atomic Retirement. Be sure to check out the show notes for helpful links and resources mentioned in today's episode. Are you over 50 and in or near retirement? Well, taxes might be your single biggest retirement expense, especially if you have mid-six or seven figures in pre-tax retirement accounts, like 401ks and traditional IRAs. What is your plan to ensure that you aren't overpaying the IRS in retirement? If I could find legal and ethical opportunities to help you lower your retirement tax bill with strategic tax planning, Would you like me to show you? If so, I'm offering a free, no-obligation retirement tax assessment for you. We'll meet through Zoom and address your top financial concerns. And I find that taxes are usually towards the top of that list. To get started, visit atomicplanning.com and click the Contact Us button to schedule a meeting time that works best for you. At no obligation, we'll meet through Zoom and I'll provide you with a complimentary retirement tax analysis that estimates how much you and your heirs might pay in taxes to the IRS. We'll discuss ways you may be able to lower that six or seven figure tax bill with proactive tax planning. You should pay every cent of tax you owe to the IRS, but by being proactive, you can be in control of your tax bill and pay it on your own terms. Schedule your free retirement tax analysis now by going to atomicplanning.com. Do you love the podcast and find it helpful? If so, you can bet other people will find it helpful too. Please hit the subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, and a short comment on Apple Podcasts. You have the power to help, and your review can help people find answers to their retirement questions. And spread the word. Please share this episode with someone you think may enjoy it too. Thanks again for taking the time to listen, and be sure to tune in next week for another episode of The Atomic Retirement. This podcast is for informational and educational purposes only, and it is not investment, tax, or legal advice. Clients of Atomic Planning may maintain positions in the securities discussed in this communication. I try my best to bring you valuable information, but I may not know anything about you or your personal situation, so please talk with your fee-only financial planner, tax, and/or legal professionals before taking any action or making any decisions about your own financial plan. Atomic Planning is a veteran-owned Kansas State registered investment advisor providing independent tax and retirement planning.